U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting leaders from the ASEAN nations, including Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, at a special summit in California. They'll gather at the Sunnylands Estate in Rancho Mirage for 2 days of talks on economic issues, strategic challenges and counterterrorism, followed by an investment conference in San Francisco on Wednesday. Our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks is in California covering the summit and says White House officials say it's designed to kick off a year of renewed American focus on the Asia-Pacific region.
President Barack Obama must really like Sunnylands, the sprawling Annenberg family estate in the middle of the California desert. It was here that he entertained President Xi Jinping in blazing temperatures back in June 2013. Now, once again, the White House is descending on a place that boasts 80 hectares of property, 22 guest rooms, 11 lakes, and a 50-seat theater. U.S. officials say the venue itself will give rise to unscripted, informal discussions on some of the critical global topics of the day.
We've done a lot of work with ASEAN over the last 7 years, and we want to close strong.
That's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. He says by inviting ASEAN's leaders to California, the White House wants to make sure President Obama's successor in the Oval Office is encouraged to continue the U.S. foreign policy tilt towards Asia.
We want to make sure that on all the different initiatives we've had with ASEAN, that we know how we're going to get from here to the end of the year or the end of the presidency. And so this is a chance to kind of set that work plan. Some of that will be things that we want to finish in our administration, but some of that will be wanting to leave for the next administration a good platform of deeper engagement with ASEAN.
Building then on a series of meetings with ASEAN leaders, this summit will have three central components. It will begin with a session on trade and investment. ASEAN is already the fourth largest export market for U.S. goods. Now the leaders will focus on boosting trade in the tech and innovation sectors. After that, there will be a private dinner with no fixed agenda, just a free-form conversation framed by the mountains of the Palm Desert. The summit will end with a session on security issues, and Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes concedes the territorial dispute in the South China Sea will loom large.
The more ASEAN is able to speak with one voice on this, the better. If this is seen as only an issue of concern to the claimants, we think it makes it harder to resolve the issue in the region.
Also expected to come up in discussion, the threat North Korea poses to global stability and the battle against attempts by extremist groups to radicalize and recruit followers across the Asia-Pacific region. There are also protests expected here by a variety of activists, including those campaigning for change in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. And ahead of those, U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice met with civil society representatives from some of those nations to underscore the White House insists that respect for good governance and human rights will be part of the focus of the meeting. President Obama's advisers say they don't expect this special summit to become an annual affair, but they say it does symbolize the fact that U.S. contact with ASEAN is now becoming routine, and in and of itself is a foreign policy achievement that Barack Obama wants to herald and to weave firmly into the tapestry of the U.S. relationship with the region. Simon Marks, 938 Live in Rancho Mirage, California.